House Joint Resolution 2 by Anderson, a joint resolution proposing an amendment to the Constitution of the State of Iowa relating to the rights of a crime victim.
First reading of the bill. The bill is now ready for amendment, a commitment and amendment, and referred to the Committee on Judiciary.
House File 96 by Hunter, Stade, Masher, et al., a bill for establishing the Healthy Iowa Program and including effective date provisions.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment and referred to Committee on Commerce.
House File 97 by Eisenhardt, a bill for an act relating to the state's workers' compensation laws by modifying alternate care procedures for medical treatment, creating registries of physicians who treat and evaluate work-related injuries, providing for the retention of a medical director, creating a state workplace injury care providers registry fund, establishing workers' compensation advisory council, providing for and appropriating fees and including effective date provisions.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment and referred to the Committee on Commerce.
House File 98 by State Hunter McConkie et al., a bill for establishing the Iowa Center for Suicide Prevention in the Department of Education, making an appropriation.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment and referred to Committee on Education.
House File 99 by State Hunter McConkie et al., a bill for an act authorizing the School Budget Review Committee to grant supplemental aid or establish a modified supplemental amount for a school district with an unusual increase in students eligible for free and reduced price meals and including applicability provisions.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment and referred to Committee on Education.
House File 100 by Hunter, Masher, Kurtz, and Lensing, a bill for an act relating to private instruction by adding reporting requirements and requiring school districts to conduct health and safety visits for children placed under competent private instruction and independent private instruction or private instruction.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment and referred to Committee on Education.
House File 101 by Hunter, Stade, Masher et al., a bill for an act relating to policies at public institutions of higher education granting resident status for purposes of paying post-secondary tuition and fees.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment and referred to Committee on Education.
House File 102 by Eisenhardt, a bill for an act providing for a statewide soil resource health and recovery monitoring system.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment and referred to Committee on Environmental Protection.
House File 103 by Eisenhardt, a bill for an act creating an agricultural land, soils, water quality, and farm tenure initiative committee to conduct a study and make recommendations to improve the manner in which farm tenants may profitably grow agricultural products using leased agricultural land while providing for the sustainability and quality of the state's natural resources.
Bill is now ready for commitment or amendment and referred to Committee on Environmental Protection.
House File 104 by State Masher, Kurth et al., a bill for an act relating to state child care assistance, including income eligibility and waiting list guidelines and co-payment requirements.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment and referred to the Committee on Human Resources.
House File 105 by State Hunter, Donahue, Kurth, Masher, Woodler, and Anderson, a bill for an act concerning maintaining dangerous weapons at a child care facility or transporting a child receiving child care from a child care facility and providing penalties.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment and referred to Committee on Human Resources.
House File 106 by Hunter, a bill for an act prohibiting a mental health providers from engaging in sexual orientation change efforts with a patient of any age and making penalties applicable.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment and referred to Committee on Human Resources.
House File 107 by Heddens, Donahue, Ellert et al., a bill for an act relating to maintaining dangerous weapons at a child care facility or when transporting a child receiving care from a child care facility and providing penalties.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment and referred to Committee on Human Resources.
House File 108 by Breckenridge, a bill for an act relating to an excuse from a jury service for persons at least 72 years of age.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment and referred to Committee on Judiciary.
House File 109 by Hunter, Stade, Masher, Kurtz, and McConkie, a bill for an act requiring employees to provide reasonable accommodations to employees based on pregnancy or childbirth and making penalties applicable.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment and referred to Committee on Labor.
House File 110 by Wessel Frischel, a bill for an act relating to sexual harassment in employment policies and protections and including effective date provisions.
First reading the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment and referred to Committee on Labor.
House File 111 by Shipley, a bill for an act providing for the regulation of wireless facility installations by cities and counties.
First reading the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment and referred to Committee on Local Government.
House File 112 by Eisenhardt, a bill for an act relating to leases between local governments and persons using land for farming.
First reading the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment and referred to Committee on Local Government.
House File 113 by Stade, Kurth, Steckman et al., a bill for an act requiring the adoption of rules requiring the use of non-toxic shot to hunt doves and providing penalties.
First reading the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment and referred to Committee on Natural Resources.
House File 114 by Stade, Steckman, Donahue et al., a bill for an act relating to water quality by increasing the sales and use tax rates and conditioning use money from the Natural Resources and Outdoor Recreation Trust Fund, including effective date provisions.
First reading the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment and referred to Committee on Natural Resources.
House File 115 by Stade, Kurth, Hunter et al., a bill for an act relating to the issuance, denial, suspension, or revocation of a permit to carry weapons.
First reading the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment and referred to the Committee on Public Safety.
House File 116 by Stade, Kurth, Hunter et al., a bill for an act relating to a lost or stolen firearm and providing penalties.
First reading the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment and referred to the Committee on Public Safety.
House File 117 by Gaston, Bill for an Act relating to the composition of county compensation boards.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment. Refer to the Committee on Local Government.
House File 118 by Shipley. A bill for an act relating to carrying and possessing weapons and including acquiring pistols and revolvers, providing penalties and including applicability provisions.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment. Refer to the Committee on Public Safety.
House File 119 by Bossman. A bill for an act relating to the calculation and allocation of adjusted additional property tax levy aid for school districts and including applicability provisions.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment and refer to the Committee on Ways and Means.
House File 120 by Stade, Masher, Winkler, Kurth, and Gaskell. A bill for an act relating to telecoil assistive devices and including applicability provisions.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment and refer to the Committee on Commerce.
House File 121 by Anderson. A bill for an act relating to the state hourly minimum wage applicable to newly hired employees and certain employees receiving tips.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment and refer to the Committee on Labor.
House File 122 by Hunter, Stave, Masher et al. A bill for an act relating to law enforcement profiling by standardizing collection and centralizing the compilation and reporting of an officer stop and compliance data, providing for officer training, creating a community policing advisory board, providing for penalties and remedies, and including effective date provisions.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment and refer to the Committee on Public Safety.
House File 123 by Hunter, Stave, Masher and Lensing. A bill for an act relating to firearm violence protective orders and making penalties applicable.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment and refer to the Committee on Public Safety.
House File 124 by Stade, Kurth, Hunter et al. Bill for an act prohibiting the sale or transfer of large capacity ammunition feeding devices, providing penalties and including effective date and applicability provisions.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment and refer to the Committee on Public Safety.
House File 125 by Hunter, Stade, Masher, Olson and Lensing. A bill for an act prohibiting the sale or transfer of semi-automatic assault weapons, providing penalties and including effective date and applicability provisions.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment and refer to the Committee of Public Safety.
House File 126 by Stade, Kurth, Hunter et al. Bill for an act prohibiting the manufacture, possession, shipment, transportation, or receipt of a multi-burst trigger activator and providing penalties.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment and refer to the Committee on Public Safety.
House File 127 by Stade, Kurth, Hunter et al. A bill for an act relating to the sale or transfer of firearms, providing penalties and including applicability provisions.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment and refer to the Committee on Public Safety.
House File 128 by Breckenbidge. A bill for an act limiting campaign contributions to certain candidates and making civil and criminal penalties applicable.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment referred to the Committee on State Government.
House File 129 by Hunter, Stade, Steckman et al. A bill for an act relating to the administration of elections, including voter identity verification and straight party voting, and including applicability provisions.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment and referred to the Committee on State Government.
House File 130 by Hunter, Stade, Kurtz et al. A bill for an act providing for ongoing absentee voter status.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment referred to the Committee on State Government.
House File 131 by Stade, Kurth, Hunter et al. A bill for an act relating to the carrying, transportation, or possession of a pistol or revolver in the Capitol Building and on the grounds surrounding the Capitol Building, including state parking lots and parking garages.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment referred to the Committee on State Government. Chair recognizes the gentleman from Dickinson, Representative Wells.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. If there's no further business to come before the House, I have moved to adjourn until Friday, January 25th at 10 a.m.
Is there any further business to come before the House? Seeing none, you have all heard the motion. All those in favor shall say aye. Those opposed shall say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. And the House is adjourned.